Yakov Bender from Barakwa, New York. I have to say again, I'm wonderful. I said this to my new father very well. He was our hero when you were growing up, and so are you still. A little bit forgive me. Can I give you now a little bit Musar? You know what Musar is? Not rebuke. You are taking it too personally. There are 1.5 million Jews in New York City. There are over 1 million Orthodox Jews. Don't paint us all with the same brush. You don't know how wonderful we speak about you. You know the speeches we gave condemning, how dare you say something dirty about the governor. We have had the most wonderful relationship with the governor and your people. And, you know, we really appreciate everything you've done over the years. I want to give you, I know what this says by the rabbi, but I want to repeat it. Please remember that. When you see some, pardon me, idiots doing silly things, don't paint this with that brush. We are really beating up on them. We're doing everything in our power to stop these people. At the same time, you know, one thing you mentioned earlier, you were sued without anybody talking to you. That's one thing I feel is unfair. We wanted to meet with you. We wanted to speak with you. We didn't get the time. But let me tell you what I'm calling about, the schools. 80%, I have a school in Barakwa with 2,600 kids. 80% of our parent body, both parents are working. Cases now, 2,600 kids. There's got to be a way, Governor. What I'm saying is, in our community, again, I think there's one single person in the local hospitals of COVID. Same thing through Kew Gardens. I know the Queens area, right? Same thing. And we're being painted with a brush. You can't wait like another week. You have to assign people to see what's going on. Send them into the community. Talk to us. All these little case does, but the tracers made the whole community crazy. Believe me, we have nothing but the deepest respect for you. And I'm saying that clearly and sincerely with my whole heart. I speak for a school of 3,000 people, staff and children. No one says a bad word. If anybody would say, one of my parents in my school would say one bad word, calling you a name, he'd be looking for a new school governor. We have nothing but the deepest respect for yourself. And I want you to remember that. So don't let the emotion get to you either. You know, I'm the head of the school. People start up with me also. I help them all day long. It's something I call the lash out factor. When people get upset, they lash out. I'm convenient. So are you. You're also convenient. I'm not the governor of New York State. I'm only the head of a school. They're going to lash out. Don't let it bother you. But we need for you barely to look at the cases on the ground. The fact of the matter is that our schools, and in Brooklyn, there are many schools that are doing fine today. We can't wait. The children are home running around the streets. The damage is being done is so bad. Last year, we understand people are dying in a much worse way. And you took charge, and you did the job, Governor. But right now, we have so many people without schools. They are on the streets, and parents are not there to take care of them. And we've done our job. You asked us 3-4 weeks ago to get to work only the numbers. I sent you last week the numbers in our community. They are down to way well under 2% now on a 9 days already. We need to get the students back into class and back into school. I mean, we're paying the staff anyways. We got to do something, Governor. You got to help us. In other words, yes, we want to talk. Sure, we want to talk. But, you know, I think everybody would agree. I'm not saying the schools are very important and the churches and the schools. Nothing more than taking care of the children. They're going backwards in a very bad way. And you know they're better than anybody. So did your father. I remember Rabbi Shera. I knew your father through Rabbi Shera. The respect that he had for your father, the way we spoke about your father, and the same is true about you. Get it in, Governor, you've got to hear that. We really do. But we need to have that dialogue, as I mentioned earlier. We need to have the conversation going on. And please get the schools open. And our school, I mean, I'm crying about it. We were shut down in the beginning because of 8 cases out of 2,600. And the answer we were given, the school has 200 kids, has 5 cases, and it's shut down. Governor, you got to help us. Can't wait. The kids are on the streets. It's a terrible thing, and we need your help, Governor, because we love you. And don't pay schools. One more time, don't paintbrush. You have no idea how the Hasidim or Israel and Borough Park like you also. They really do. I certainly speak for the community that I'm in, and the Kids of those community, that's my Queens, that's my area. I was thinking they have a number of rabbis put me on the phone book, and they asked me to speak on their behalf. We are on the health badly, and we love our governor. Now help us. Get the schools open.